God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. Greed's not good and God's not dead. I don't care what Nietzsche or Ayn Rand said. The blood of every...
It is time for a visit from across the pond, from less visible. He comes by for an audio commentary this time every month. You want to tune in and check him out. He's got some very good points. Very passionate and very into. He's one of these guys that you're gonna love him or hate him. And of course, we love him here at Feet to Fire. Now, less visible.
Greetings and good evening, wherever you are at this moment in time. Speaking of time, it always dawns on me around 2 days before the show is due, or like it did this time. James reminds me, and here I am wondering what I'm going to say, and knowing that whatever it is, I better start saying it soon. So what will we talk about tonight? The weather? And which weather? You know, that's not a bad idea because it ties in with a lot of things across my mind with a degree of frequency. There's all kinds of weather. There's the weather outside your window and the weather inside your head. Mental weather. There's emotional weather. There's political and social weather. These days, some of the weather makes you wonder whether you should get out of bed, go outside, or hunker down until the weather changes. These are times of turmoil and transformation. Some people are talking about Armageddon or the apocalypse. Terms like revolution and martial law are being tossed around, and a whole lot of people are being tossed around too, tossed out of their homes and their jobs. Much of this is happening because outright criminals have been in charge of the United States, and they are looting and pillaging at will. I used to watch people like Dick Cheney, or Darth Vader if you prefer. I used to watch him do things like turn over all the income making opportunities in Iraq to his buddies at Halliburton and his own bank account, and ask myself how Congress and the American people could allow this. I remember him in the control room during 9/11 when he was repeatedly asked whether or not to scramble the jets to defend against the remote-controlled airplanes, and how he kept saying no. Of course, we know now that Dick Cheney was one of the architects of the 9/11 attacks, along with Mossad and the CIA. And once again, you have to ask yourself why Congress and the American people have put up with this. I watched habeas corpus and posse comitatus, along with other safeguards from the Constitution, being gutted. And again, I asked myself the same question. It's a no-brainer that the biggest and most organized gangs of terrorists are the American and Israeli governments, with the help of British and sundry operatives in governments abroad working at the behest of bankers and rich psychopaths like David Rockefeller. It's a no-brainer that bin Laden was not involved in 9/11, and it's an admitted fact from top CIA officials that there is no Al-Qaeda, and yet scarcely does a day go by that we don't hear about it or from them. The only Al-Qaeda cell ever to be discovered turned out to be a bunch of Mossad agents in Palestine who got caught red-handed and photographed in a lineup of embarrassed faces. Well, you can read all about this and a lot of other true occurrences at whatreallyhappened.com. Michael Rivero, the webmaster, is one of the most powerful voices for truth on this planet. So is Rickson Stewart at The Truth Seeker in Britain, and the people at www.sott.net. That would be the signs of the times. But still, the myths and the lies continue, even though bin Laden is long dead and there is no Al-Qaeda. Now Obama has appointed the deputy chief of Mossad for North America as his chief of staff. That would be Rahm Emanuel. He's the guy who will decide what Obama learns, what he hears, and who he hears it from. So if you're expecting change, you're definitely going to get more of the same. So why is it that Congress and the American people just go along with the crimes committed against them every day? Does that have something to do with contrails? Are they putting things in the water? Are there subsonic, subliminal transmissions broadcasting across the landscape? Does it have something to do with microwaves, or is there something in the food? Somehow, in the space of a few generations, the American public has been rendered into the land of the stupids. Awesome, dude. Oh, that's hot. Yeah, and it's going to get hotter. That's so totally fun. Here in the land of bling and bada bing. People have lost touch with their objective reasoning, and they've lost the capacity for self-inquiry, so they don't wonder about what has happened to their mental and emotional weather. They know something's wrong, but they figure it will somehow correct itself. Bend over and wait. One of the best ways to protect yourself from various kinds of bad weather is by practicing daily meditation. That is another thing that is becoming increasingly harder to maintain. I notice it. Others must too. Although there is only a very small minority of us who engage in it. Daily meditation in combination with certain intelligent disciplines can have a lot to do with the way you feel and how aware you are. Eating right and avoiding the wide availability of poisons that cripple you physically and spiritually will give you a big leg up against going down with a sinking ship. So here's the thing. There's a war on. It's a war for human souls. There is no other war besides this. And the one you're having with yourself, of course, well, that's part of the war for human souls. It's all the same battleground. Meditation is a magical talisman that can protect you a lot better than the guns in your closet. This war for human souls has to do with the activities of a number of powerful individuals and groups who've joined together as servants of the darkness to draw as many into confusion, confinement, and perdition as they can. It's not about the money. They have more than they will ever spend. It's not about any of the usual attractions that motivate vampires to go about their business. It's about doing evil for the sheer joy of it. Do they know this about themselves? Many of them do. Many of them do know, yes. For want of better terms, let us say that the inner invisible force is God, and the outer visible force is the devil. Forget religions for a moment and think about the attractions for matter and the attractions for the immaterial. Think about the world as a candy store whose purpose is to rot your teeth for the benefit of everyone who profits from your teeth going bad. Think of the world as a buffet of bad food whose purpose is to make you sick for the profit of those who benefit from your getting sick. Think of the world as a dangerous playground where everything you think and do and want and dream about has consequences. And remember that you will lose everything you have when you go. You will lose all your toys and all your money. All that you will take with you is what you have become, and that will set the stage for how you appear and in what circumstances you will appear the next time we see you around here. So, let's think about the weather again in the context of those thoughts and consider what it means. We know the eternal weather is created. Did I say eternal? Good work, Visible. All right, let me rephrase that. We know that external weather is created by the meeting of different atmospheres, and they conspire to create conditions. We know that oceans and mountains have a lot to do with the weather that forms. We know the sun's placement and the order of the seasons. That also has a great deal to do with the weather. You might say that weather is often created by pressures and is the result of the way the pressing and the pressed upon interact. You can't do much about your outer weather except to arrange your movements or your dress. Dress accordingly, do whatever you do. It may be that you can do quite a bit about your mental and emotional weather just by being aware that there are forces seeking to alter and control your internal weather. It will repay your time and, how do I put this? It will repay your time to look closely at what is being done to mess with people's mental and emotional weather and take steps to safeguard yourself against these influences. Some of you have heard about the significance of 2012, the Mayan calendar and other modalities that say this is going to be a very remarkable period. Here's a quote from this interesting site, greatdreams.com/2012htm. The date December 21st, 2012 AD represents an extremely close conjunction of the winter solstice sun with the crossing point of the galactic equator. Equator of the Milky Way, that is, and the ecliptic, or the path of the sun, what the ancient Maya recognized as a sacred tree. This is an event that has been coming to resonance very slowly over thousands and thousands of years. It will come to resolution at exactly 11:11 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Now, it's been implied that this is the end, and ergo a great many people are talking about end times and raptures and the like. Truth be known, one might question the wisdom of Jesus. If you were to sweep up wholesale those who are making so much coin off of this and inciting so much suffering in the Middle East and elsewhere in order to help the prophecies along, nothing ends. It just begins again. So you can forget about the idea of a day of eternal judgment. Judgment comes to people every day. These are times of great consequence and collective endings, but they always become another beginning, except for those periods when the whole universe falls back into itself, for that period when everything is, you know, still. But then it starts all over again, and that only happens after a long, long period of time. You can read a great deal about this, as I said, at greatdreams.com/2012HTM. Now, I don't have anything to do with this website. I don't know these people at all. But if you're curious, it's a good place to start. Let me go back to my point, or to my point. Maybe I should say that. If you follow these broadcasts, then you know I ramble around through all kinds of places before I attempt to swan dive into the pool. We've had some very freaky weather this last decade. We've had some extremely freaky political weather and social weather. And no doubt you've had some strange mental and emotional weather, too. You know this, and I'm here to tell you that the weather is going to get infinitely more freaky on its way to 2012. That denouement. Yes. A new beginning. Bad things will happen, but good things are coming. A new avatar is on the way. Call him Kalki. Call it the second coming. Call it what you like. It's the same one in a new set of clothes. This avatar comes at regular periods, and this avatar is due again. He comes around every time a new age begins to set the stage for the next act in the play. One of the things this avatar does on his way in is to move through every plane of consciousness, pushing and sweeping things out as he goes. Much of what is evil in our world is due to invisible agency. You see the physical embodiment of evil, like a George W. Bush, a Dick Cheney, an Ariel Sharon, or a Benny Netanyahu, a Rupert Murdoch, or any of the wrecking crew of psychopaths that plies their trades, and you may think that they are the source of evil. No. That evil is being generated from more mysterious locations and is only channeling through these psychopaths. But these entities are being pushed out onto the physical plane and into the bodies of the ones they've been using like stolen cars, and it's being done for the purpose of judgment. No matter how the weather may appear, it's all good because it's all under control. And certain things we have long sought and which have been long missing are coming to us again. You've got to hold fast, and you have to avail yourself of these disciplines that I mentioned. I've been serializing an online book called Spiritual Survival in a Temporal World. In it, I try to offer guidelines from which you can take what you want to use as you wish. Go to my website, go to one of the blogs, and go into the right-hand, you know, sidebar, and you can see Spiritual Survival there. Click on it. It costs you nothing. It seems I'm inclined to do everything for free, or else I have no choice about that, so we'll leave it at that. If this sort of thing interests you, then you might find something useful there. For several years now, I have pointed out on my blogs many of the things that have since occurred. This doesn't make me Nostradamus or anything special in the normal or politically correct meaning of special. It's a no-brainer to me, and the conclusions that I reach are through a combination of intuition and observation. Anyone could do it if self-interest were not their driving influence. As long as you, or as soon as you, can detach yourself from seeing things through the lens of your attractions and desires, things are going to come into a fine focus. Not much difference between a trained scientist and a practicing metaphysician. They're both governed by similar rules and disciplines in the pursuit of understanding. I'm telling you about these things because the weather is going to get very strange, inside you and outside you. Things are going to happen that will be very intimidating, but you must not let appearances determine your actions and the state of your mind. You must train yourself to accept that a power for good is behind all and that is driving the evil before it like thunder and lightning drives cattle. Do not mistake the driving of cattle to its appointed abode as a cause for you to join the stampede. Do not panic. Do not let the fear of the loss of worldly goods cause you to throw away what is truly meaningful. These are times to search within and find what is important and to hold to it. Madness is loose, and it's looking for companions. All the manipulations of the financial arena, the venal wars for profit, the mass murdering of the citizens of other nations, the blaming of terror by the perpetrators of terror upon those whom they have called terrorists are being done for the sole purpose of generating fear and uncertainty and the possibility that you may also commit evil to save yourself from the appearance of grave danger. There is much graver danger, and that is to be deceived by the forces which divert your attention in an attempt to steal your soul. You might say that a harvesting is taking place. This is why there is so much fear and deception, why there is so much material focus. It is to take the human mind away from the spiritual pursuit and occupy it with banal trivia. It is the nature of humanity to lose its way over the course of times, and that's why you get new avatars. It is the intention of seemingly different forces, they're all the same force, to snare the human heart into the worship of external things. It is very intense now. Placing your reliance on something outside of yourself guarantees that you'll be relying on something that cannot help you in the moment of your greatest need. Everything that happens to us Everything that we're forced to endure is because we've moved away from our center into the relentless conflict and compromise of the world outside. We move into the weather. Consider the eye of the hurricane and the area outside of the eye. Imagine several people with their hands joined playing snap the whip. Imagine that you are the one furthest outside. Do you see the centrifugal effect? This is what happens when you move away from your center and put yourself at the mercy of the world and its weather. Huh? Yeah. This is why I mention meditation and focusing on what is within. After a certain manner, what is within is in control of everything that is outside. It's possible to master all external circumstances by unifying with your intrinsic internal nature, and it is conscious. Tremendous good will come to you by practicing awareness of awareness. Don't enslave yourself by giving your allegiance to powers outside of you. This does not demand that you engage in constant rebellion against the outer world. It's more like being wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove, as one particular book of scripture has put it. Watch the weather. Generally, you can see the weather coming. There are also cosmic weather reports, much like ordinary weather reports. Keep your eyes open. Keep a weather eye to the horizon. There's always a warning. Everyone knows the feeling of being told that they are going the wrong way in pursuit of the wrong thing. Call it your conscience. Call it intuition. It's there and it is aware. Meditation makes it many times easier to hear this voice, if you want to hear it. If you're not compromising it by insisting on what you want as opposed to what you really need. I'm speaking in a general way. It's up to the listener to form the picture, to connect the dots, to reason out how these things may apply to their life and to the weather that is coming to the world in which we live. Blessings on you all. I'll see you next month if there is one. May you be guided, and may you seek guidance. Aloha and good fortune to you all. I'm Les Visible, and I approve this message.
God's not dead, merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. No, God's not dead.